Thank you for calling customer support. This is Trey. How can I help you?
I have a charge on my credit card statement, and we did not make a purchase for this.
Okay, can I start again your zip code?
55434.
What is it,
ma'am? This is a manual entry. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
What's your zip code?
55434.
Four, two, four.
55434.
I'm sorry, you were saying it so fast, I was trying to catch it.
Okay.
Your first and last name?
Grubbs, G-R-U-B-B-S. And you just can call me Mrs. Grubbs.
Okay, I need your phone number. I can't find anything under that zip.
It's a cell phone. It's not a house phone. So my zip code for my phone is 55073, but my home number.
I need your phone number, ma'am.
My phone number you have, 612-802-0534.
What was that other zip code you were about to say?
It doesn't matter.
I'm trying to locate an
there.
Account, ma'am. I can't assist you till I locate an account on you.
Okay,
so that's why I'm asking you for
these
different zip codes. I'm trying to locate an account.
It doesn't matter. My zip code at my home is 55434, and that's the credit card that was used for that. I want you to reverse this $56.95, and I have a number to go with that. And if I can't get this through you, I'm going to call my bank and say it's fraud.
I have to locate an account first.
How do you, if I, my,
so your first
you
and last name, can you spell your last name for me?
G-R-U-B-B-S. I can give you the confirmation number that you used to charge me on 2-1 for $56.95.
First name.
I'm not giving it to you. I said it's Mrs. Grubbs. I'm not giving you my name.
I need your name, ma'am, to
no,
pull an account
do
up.
Not.
If you want me to assist you, how do you expect
okay, Brian,
me to assist you if you won't
Brian,
give me your name?
Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
Okay, now can you verify the address for security purposes?
11924 Terrace Road, Northeast Lane, Min, 55434.
All right. Thank you. I have an account located. I'm showing January the 29th. A survey was completed to receive a smartwatch.
He did purchase that. That was stupid. Okay, but then there's a charge on 2-1 that we did not purchase.
Okay, so when he completed that survey for that smartwatch, it had terms and conditions stating once you complete this survey, you'll be automatically opting into a Factory Direct Savings Store. The membership fee for that Factory Direct Savings Store is $56.95.
Okay, so I need you to reverse that because I do not want to be anything.
Okay. Being a member gets you a $125 gift card to an online web store by email.
No, I want you to reverse the $56.95.
So I can give you a 35% refund on that charge.
No, you're going to give me the $56.95.
I can give you a 50% refund. That's the most I can do.
$56.95, I'm calling my bank and saying that this is fraud and you are putting stuff online that you shouldn't. He did it through Verizon. Verizon was giving him a gift, and so he went and he purchased it, thinking cool to have a watch. I'm talking about a 67-year-old man here. I want the $56.95.
All right, I have that account successfully refunded $56.95 and canceled.
Okay, cancel it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you.